Bombardier introduces a completely new Learjet. A union says airline maintenance inspectors have been muzzled, and Congress gets hold of a NASA safety survey matter. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, October 31st, 2007. Learjet is one of those brands so strong that at times over the past 45 years, it almost became the generic term for its product category, like Kleenex or Xerox. Bombardier has owned the brand since 1990, and on Tuesday, proved it's not resting on its laurels. The company announced the launch of a clean sheet Learjet called the NXT that sets out to bring business travelers a more comfortable cabin than any existing midsize aircraft. President and COO Pierre Beaudoin calls the NXT, quote, an aircraft that is set to redefine the midsize jet category and set the standard against which all competitive aircraft will be measured, unquote. That's a tall order, but the NXT will have a stand-up cabin, the company says, will be built to ensure 8 passengers superior productivity and comfort at Mach 0.82 with a 3,000 nautical mile range. Beaudoin says the company is on target for a public unveiling of the next Learjet in October of 2008, in time to commemorate the 45th anniversary of the first flight of a Learjet aircraft. The company claims 65 letters of intent so far, which it predicts will all be turned into firm orders when the time comes. The Professional Airway System Specialists, AFL-CIO, which represents more than 11,000 Federal Aviation Administration employees, including aviation safety inspectors, alleged recently that the FAA tries to suppress reports of safety issues discovered during inspections of airline operations. Now the union is applauding a recent Department of Transportation Inspector General report entitled Actions Taken to Address Allegations of Unsafe Maintenance Practices at Northwest Airlines. The union tells ANN the IG report validates safety issues uncovered by an FAA inspector during the August 2005 aircraft mechanic strike at Northwest. Specifically, the IG concluded that the FAA needs improved internal procedures to ensure that comprehensive independent investigations of safety allegations and recommendations are consistently performed. PASS National President Tom Brantley said the union, quote, is encouraged that the IG report addresses the critical need for the FAA to implement better internal review procedures to deal with inspector safety concerns. FAA inspectors should not be quieted when it comes to bringing forward safety issues involving airlines. It's their job to ensure that airlines are operating safely, unquote. In the Northwest situation, PASS claims, the IG stated the FAA was more concerned with discounting the inspector's complaint than investigating the safety concerns. After NASA Associate Administrator Thomas Luedtke openly admitted that a 4-year aviation safety study was buried out of fear for its possible financial impact on business, the House Science and Technology Committee will hold a hearing on Wednesday on that matter. Dr. Francesca Grifo, Senior Scientist and Director of the Scientific Integrity Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, says the government has a responsibility to provide the public with information that has public safety consequences. Quote, Americans must have access to the results of taxpayer-funded scientific studies. Just last week, the White House came under fire for censoring the Centers for Disease Control director's written testimony on the health consequences of global warming. Considering this track record, the administration should be bending over backward to make sure critical scientific information reaches the public, unquote. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin told the Associated Press that his agency will reconsider its refusal to honor AP's 14-month battle to obtain the data under the Freedom of Information Act. UCS's Grifo was hopeful but skeptical. Quote, NASA Administrator Griffin's statement that data should be widely available and subject to review and scrutiny is encouraging, if it ever happens, unquote. For the second time this year, a judge has dismissed charges against the pilot of a Belanca Viking that crashed into Grand Lake east of Tulsa, Oklahoma last December, killing 3 passengers. As ANN reported, Thomas Brent Caldwell was able to escape the plane and swim for shore. FAA records indicate Caldwell has never held a private or student pilot certificate. Responders said they smelled alcohol in his breath and found 4 open liquor bottles in the wreckage of the plane. Caldwell's blood test 6 hours later showed no trace of alcohol in his system. Prosecutors brought 3 counts of first-degree manslaughter against the 30-year-old Caldwell in Delaware County Court for the deaths of his passengers. In May, those charges were dropped when District Judge Robert Haney said Caldwell had done nothing of a criminal nature. The DA refiled charges earlier this month after the NTSB ruled the pilot's improper decision to extend the landing gear for the water landing was part of the cause for the crash. But Judge Haney once again ruled there isn't enough evidence submitted by the state to bring charges, according to KOTV television. Assistant DA Bryce Lehrer was disappointed but said he does not plan to appeal. Up next on ANN, an automotive car seat is credited with saving a three-year-old in a plane crash. Airline tickets went down in price in the second quarter. And ADS-B debuts in China. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 31st, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Investigators say a standard car seat may have helped save the life of a three-year-old girl. CTV reports the girl, Kate Williams, was the only survivor of a weekend aircraft accident in Canada. Kate was found still strapped to her seat inside the wreckage of a Cessna 172 that went down near Golden, British Columbia on Sunday. The crash killed her grandfather, Alan Williams, who was flying the plane, and Steve Sutton, an executive with Williams' company. The aircraft was flying back to Edmonton from a business retreat in British Columbia when it went down. Crews found the wreckage Sunday night after earlier efforts were hampered by poor weather. Images from the scene show the aircraft in a nose-down attitude, the nose and cowling crushed back to the firewall, but the cabin relatively intact. Golden RCMP Sergeant Marco Shahovec told CTV News, quote, "It's a sad time for the family, but at the same time, a minor miracle has happened here," unquote. Kate suffered non-life-threatening injuries to her head. Rescuers say she was crying when they found her and asking for her teddy bear. Even as fuel prices continued to climb in this year's second quarter, the cost of purchasing a domestic airline ticket actually fell, according to figures released on Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Transportation. AP reports the average price for a domestic round-trip ticket fell 4.5% compared to the same period in 2006 to $326. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics notes that's down almost 6% from the $346 figure in the second quarter of 2000, but above 2005's $306.75. Passengers flying from Cincinnati, Anchorage, Greenville, Spartanburg, Knoxville, and Charleston, South Carolina paid the highest average airfares in the nation. Those flying from the three major airports in Hawaii, Dallas's Love Field, and Chicago's Midway Airport paid the lowest fares. According to the Air Transport Association, fuel accounted for the largest portion of operating expenses for U.S. carriers at 25.4%, barely ahead of labor costs at 23.6%. But don't look for the trend to continue. Fuel prices have been setting new records since the end of the second quarter, and the industry has seen 8 fare increases this year. Census Corporation tells ANN it was recently selected by the Air Traffic Management Bureau of the Civil Aviation Administration of China to deploy automatic dependent surveillance broadcast at Chengdu Shuangliu International Airport and at Zhushai Huanglong Airport, both in central China. This is the country's first formal trial of ADS-B for commercial aircraft in preparation for future nationwide deployment. At 11,300 feet elevation, Zhushai Airport is one of the highest tableland airports in the world, surrounded by mountains that can limit pilots' ability to see and avoid other aircraft, making it a great candidate for an ADS-B test. ADS-B will allow aircraft in the region to broadcast real-time reports indicating identification and position to both air traffic controllers and other aircraft, improving situational awareness. It also allows computers to store a detailed track of every flight you make, which makes the system of great interest to aviation buffs, search and rescue volunteers, and, of course, dictatorships. If it wasn't before, it's obvious now that when EADS developed its Power 8 restructuring plan, it failed to achieve a feeling of collaboration among its unions. The plan would eliminate about 10,000 jobs and sell or close six plants in answer to big losses resulting from delays to the Airbus A380 and A350 programs. Airbus workers are now threatening to strike if EADS fails to listen to their opposition to the planned sale of four plants. IG Metall, the German metalworkers' union, opposes the sale of the plants to any of the companies now bidding for them, Boeing, Spirit Aerosystems, MT Aerospace, and Bremen-based OHB. Thomson Financial reports that IG Metall spokesman Daniel Friedrich told Focus magazine, quote, "We will put some pressure on them with all of the possible results on the company," unquote. The Airbus A380 is finally reaching customers almost 2 years behind schedule. Presumably, Airbus is anxious not to see production shut down now by a strike. Still ahead, Lloyd Hill says Gerard Arpey is a nice guy, but this is business. Alabama lawmakers lobby the Air Force to choose Northrop over Boeing. And Cub Crafters wants us all to get in on the fun of tail draggers. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, October 31st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. In a recent interview with the Dallas Morning News, new Allied Pilots Association President Lloyd Hill said he's ready for war with American Airlines management if that's what it takes for a more favorable contract for its pilots. At the same time, he made it clear he has nothing personal against CEO Gerard Arpey. In a September 18th letter to Arpey, Hill wrote, quote, "Enjoy your blood money and your union-busting meetings. We'll see you in court, in the newspapers, and on the picket line," unquote. Hill said the rhetoric is just part of the process. Quote, "I happen to think he's a nice man, but this is business, and I represent my constituents, and I'm going to get what they want to the best of my ability," unquote. The union has proposed a pilot pay increase of over 50%, citing rises in the cost of living, pilot sacrifices to keep the company afloat, and recent executive salaries and bonuses. Hill says he has no intention of hurting the airline, and it's not his job to determine whether or not American can afford to pay what APA proposes, though he maintains the airline could easily afford its most recent proposal. Despite the blunt tone of his letter, Hill said he believes the two sides will come to an agreement, but only after confrontation. Alabama Senators Richard Shelby and Jeff Sessions and Alabama Representative Joe Bonner have collaborated on a letter attempting to convince the U.S. Air Force to choose Northrop Grumman EADS over Boeing in the competition to build the next generation KCX tanker. If the contract is awarded to the Northrop consortium, final assembly would be done in Alabama, bringing thousands of new jobs to the state. Boeing bases its design, called the KC-767, on the 767 airliner. The Northrop Group's larger plane, called the KC-30, is based on the Airbus A330. The lawmakers argue the Northrop offering is more modern, more reliable, performs better, and can also be used to haul troops or cargo. They point out that while Boeing touts its experience, it hasn't delivered a new tanker platform since 1965 and is years late filling existing orders for its own tanker. Quote, "Great Britain, Australia, the United Arab Emirates, and reportedly Saudi Arabia have all chosen the KC-30 design over the KC-767 in the last four international tanker competitions. Its unique versatility, capability, and reliability have made the KC-30 the clear international choice, while Italy and Japan await their KC-767s. The Air Force must buy the most modern, capable, versatile, and cost-effective tanker currently available. It needs KCX tankers that provide maximum range, payload, and persistence, tankers free from technical problems, tankers that will be delivered on time and on cost. We believe the KC-30 is the correct choice for our military and provides the best opportunity for our warfighters to succeed," unquote. Cub Crafters announced on Tuesday an industry-first program intended to allow broader participation in the fun and adventure of tailwheel flying. Now through the end of January, if an interested buyer isn't already tailwheel current, Cub Crafters will credit the cost of his tailwheel endorsement toward the purchase of a new Sport Cub S2 or Top Cub aircraft. Even better, as part of the campaign, Cub Crafters has made arrangements to offer special incentives toward insuring the new aircraft. That addresses the other big worry for prospective tail dragger pilots. Cub Crafters President Todd Simmons says the idea for the program was born on a recent fun flight to Rimrock Lake Airstrip in the Washington Cascade Mountains. Quote, "We were tying down all the Cubs and unloading our gear when someone asked, 'Does everyone else know how much fun this is?' I think that we all had the same idea at that moment," unquote. The result was Cub Crafters' new Only in a Tail Dragger advertising program, meant to lure more pilots than ever to the appeal of camping, hunting, and fishing with their airplanes, backcountry flying, or weekend gatherings at the local grass strip. Simmons points out that a tailwheel endorsement not only opens up new opportunities for adventurous pilots, it also improves a pilot's aeronautical skills and proficiency. If you've always wondered what it would be like to actually use your rudder pedals, find out more at cubcrafters.com. And finally, a friendly tip for those hoping to evade the police. Be sure to look up. Seattle's KIRO-TV reports the owner of a Ferrari F430 learned that the hard way. Here's what Washington State troopers say happened. While on a routine patrol Friday night near State Route 520 and Interstate 405, a state police plane's pilot spotted the Ferrari weaving through traffic at a fast clip. Troopers intercepted the Ferrari near Mercer Street. They arrested the car's 35-year-old driver on charges of reckless driving and DUI. He later refused a breathalyzer test and was released. The passenger in the car told police he was the car's owner and begged officers not to impound his beloved car with the usual rabble of confiscated Camrys. The car was parked on private property, so officers agreed, providing the owner arranged the towing of the car. But when the tow truck arrived on the scene a short time later, the former passenger sent the driver on his way. And when he didn't see any officers around, he got in the car and took off. And was stopped a few blocks away by troopers, who were once again tipped off by the Washington State Police plane that had continued observing the scene from overhead. The man was arrested on suspicion of DUI and obstructing a police officer. He blew a .12 on a breathalyzer and was booked into the King County Jail. A common tow truck then took his Ferrari to an impound yard. You know, if parked cars can communicate with each other, I'll bet the Camrys are having a pretty good laugh right about now. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about innovation and how it's received within the industry with Cirrus Design President Alan Klapmeyer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.